there definitely are times where God does that, mm-hmm. Because the Bible talks about the fact that the Lord disciplines the, you know, those that he loves.
Right, okay. So, like, if you make a mistake and then, like, you still have to get to take the consequence, right?
There are times where he's going to be, like, offering the grace to the point where it's just like, okay, you know what? This time you don't have to worry about it. But mm-hmm. I think there is a point where God disciplines those that he loves because, even as Proverbs 3:12 says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in, or as Hebrews 12:6, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, chastens everyone he accepts as his son. So in that one in Hebrews 12:6, it's okay. really there it's talking about enduring hardship as discipline because God is treating you as children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? So here it's talking about the fact that there are times when if we step out of line, God's going to be like, okay, you know what? I need to correct you.
Right.
You know, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear God is love. But this here is saying it's because God is love, he will discipline those who step out of line if he feels it's needed.
And will he get another person to do that? Like family, or friend, or is it just some stranger? Or?
God can use whatever means he feels is necessary to, you know, get his children back in line, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you so much.